Good to be in the house of the Lord. Whew. Well, I wanted to continue on with the fishing. So if you have your Bibles and want to open up to Luke chapter 5, we are talking about fishing and financial blessing. And fishing stands for something. Does anybody remember what it is? Lane? Faith in something happening. Very good. And does anybody remember what the ing part means? Luke? The state or the process of. Yes, that's right. So it's how you do something. That's a very good layman's terms. How you do it. How you do faith in something happening. Fish and then the ing. And we've been talking about last week, we shared how that it's important where you go. When people go fishing and so they come back and they say, man, I went fishing. Oh, where'd you go? That's one of the questions that people ask. And we talked about last week that you don't go to the middle of a desert to go fishing. That would be silly. You don't go, well, some people actually might go to the North Pole if they went deep, you know, ice fishing, I guess, really deep. But probably not going to catch as much fish as they if they went someplace where fish are at, right? Like a lake or a river or the ocean. But even then, you got to know where to go. And we shared last week how Peter listened to the Lord, and he told him where to go, and he brought in harvest. And that's what this week is about. Let's open up to Luke chapter 5, and we'll start with verse 1. And so it was, as the multitude pressed about to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret, or the Sea of Galilee, and saw two boats standing by the lake, but the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out from a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. And we shared last week about how that Peter was a fisherman. So being a fisherman as an occupation, you know where to fish, right? You're not just going to go out randomly as a fisherman as an occupation and just hope you get something. They knew places in this lake or the sea to go. And so he had fished all night. He had done what he had known to do. But Jesus says, go out one more time and put your net into the water. Now, as a fisherman, you have to think about this. This is his job. This is his life. He knows exactly how this is done, front to back, top to bottom, inside and out. This is just what he did. And going fishing at this time of day was not something that they did. They had all their nets out. They were cleaning their nets, probably fixing them. This was the wrong time of day. This was the wrong place to go, so to speak. It was all impossible looking. But he had a word from Jesus. And we'll go to the next verse. And when they had done this, so he acted on the word of the Lord, when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. What'd you get? That's the next question. Well, you went fishing, and I know where you went now. Now, what'd you get? And this is where the whoppers come in, right? This is where, well, I caught a fish. Well, maybe. You know, this is where all the stories come from. We caught a boatload. It was so many. We have stories from Snake River. We actually have pictures so you can see in the years past where literally we caught a boatload that you had to stand back because there were so many fish on the ground that you had to widen your camera. And back in those days, you didn't have lenses, so you had to step back to be able to see all the fish that you could catch. Or I can remember my grandpa Sneer going down and fishing at the river, and you had to stand back a ways because his salmon was huge, or steelhead was huge, that he was holding, right? Everybody wants to know, what did you get when you went fishing? And the same is true with this story, because is Peter writing this story that we're reading? Look at what book of the Bible you're in. What Bible? What Luke? I mean, what? I'm going to say it. The book is, Teresa, what were you saying? Luke. Now, here's something you may not have known, but Luke probably wasn't around for Jesus' ministry. Luke came along with Paul. So this whopper of a story of this boatload of fish was passed by word of mouth. It was so powerful that Luke recorded it. Luke was a doctor, not a fisherman. So this story had to have been so good that a doctor thought, hey, we need to record this. You have stories that are so good, you need to share them. God has done financial blessings in almost every single person in this church at one time or another. You have a story to share of your financial blessing with someone that can make a difference. We're still reading about this story today. I can still remember the stories of my Grandpa Jackson sharing about the sturgeon that they used to pull out of the Snake River. I can still remember. He was talking about that they almost had to use like these crane things. They were so big. Horses, sorry, my dad's in the back making gestures. They had to draw them out of the river with something besides a man's arms because they couldn't bring it in. That's a big, but yet it left an impression on my mind. The same is true when we give our testimonies about our financial blessings. Faith in something happening. You know in this church, I don't have to tell you, that when you put your tithes and offerings in the tithing plate, you don't have to guess. Is God going to bless me? Is he going to take care of me? That's commonplace around here, right? But do you know that you can walk out of this building and you can go in your sphere of friends or maybe even your family or maybe your grocery store? I don't know about you, but I know a lot of people in Washougal. And so, like, I'll go in and I'll be telling them if God's blessed me or something and sharing it with the clerk or someone that I know in the store. But most of those people, it is not commonplace for them to go fishing and catch a boatload. They don't understand that. And that's why God has us to go out and to share our testimonies. How do we overcome the enemy? By the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimonies. For so long, the world has seen God as someone who's stingy and doesn't share and makes his people grovel to get stuff. We know that's not true. We know. So don't hold back sharing your fishing story. Don't hold back sharing what God has done for you, because your voice could change that person's life forever. Your voice saying, you know what? I go to church, I'm a Christian, and I'm a tither, and I'm a sower, and I have seen God move and work in my life. Really? How? Well, at first, I caught a couple little ones. And then they got bigger. And then, oh my word, I had this boatload one time. And they're like, oh, well, then it stopped, right? No, I still go fishing. Every chance I get to put out there, I want to put out there because I know God is faithful. And he will bless me so that I can keep fishing, so I can keep giving, so that I can keep sharing my testimony with others. Isn't that exciting? It's so awesome to know that God doesn't just bless us. I mean, he blesses us just for us too. But we are blessed to be a blessing. And part of that blessing is to open our mouths and tell people what we get. What has God done for you lately? And if you don't know what that is, you need to take a moment and look back in your life. Because sometimes the fishing, it's a slower process and you don't realize it. But, oh, wait a minute. I didn't struggle last month. I had extra in my checking account. That is a praise. The boatloads of fish are awesome, but I want the steady flow. Every time I put my pole in, boing, pole in, out it comes, pole in, out it comes. As I shared when we were at Snake River, we watched Lacey and Lane do that. It was unnerving at times because it was like, are you serious? You caught another one? I'm still trying to get the fish in the bucket that you already got off the last time. Lacey did that to me like 3 times. It was like, what? But that's what it's supposed to be like when you're fishing in finances with the Lord. If you're listening to his voice and doing what he's telling you to do, we should be pulling them out all the time. Why? So we can give our testimony and encourage someone else in their lives. Because God is moving and working, and we have to have faith in something happening. Amen? Amen. Grab your tithes and offerings. God, we thank you so much for your word today. We thank you that this fishing story was so incredible that Luke heard about it and wrote it down. And now we can read it, and it's been read through the ages, this story of someone having faith in something happening. When Peter had to get back in his boat, take the nets that he had just finished repairing, just finished putting together, go back out and throw it back out again, Father, that took faith. It was the wrong time of day, the wrong place, the wrong situation, and yet he had faith to follow what you told him to do. And God, he pulled in such a harvest when he did that. And that's what we pray today, Father. Help us to have faith in something happening. Help us to step out in that process or that act of fishing and watch you bring in a massive harvest in our lives. And then, God, help us to be like every fisherman, to be a good fisherman and tell our fishing story. To share with others what you've done in our lives, God, so that we can encourage them and inspire them, Lord, to draw near to you and to watch what you can do in their lives. We just praise you and we thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness today. In Jesus' name, amen. I have to share with you, we don't often talk about the giving in this church, but I can tell you, as someone who does all the recording, that every person in this church who is a tither and a giver, we watch your tithing and your giving increase. There's not one person in this church that their tithing stays the same. Isn't that amazing? That's amazing to me to see God move and work in your lives to increase your giving year after year after year. That means what you're getting is increasing. And that's the awesome, exciting part. So don't waste a moment this week. Go out and share with someone, even one person this week, what God has done in your finances while you're fishing. Share your Whopper story. Share your Whopper story with someone. Amen? Amen. Dad, you want to come up?